Masechet Tamid Perek He Mishnah Aleph. We're at the point where the Kohanim walked the limbs over for the Korban Tamid to the Kevesh, to the ramp, and now they're gathered in the Lishkat HaGazit to pray to Hashem that the service of the Korban Tamid would be accepted. They had certain tefillot and berachot that they would say at this point in time. Amar lehem ha-memuneh, baruchu beracha hat vehen baruchu. The Kohen, who was appointed, told the rest of the Kohanim, we're going to say one beracha now before Shema, and they recited that one beracha. We know there are two berachot before Shema, Yotzer Or and Ahavat Olam, both of these. But only Ahavat Olam, the one beracha, was said because it wasn't time yet to say Yotzer Or, which was about the creating light, because it wasn't light enough outside yet. So therefore, they only said Ahavat Olam. And even though that's the second beracha, the order of the berachot don't really matter. It doesn't change. It's enom me'akev. It doesn't push off the beracha. Later on, they would say everything else. But at this point in time, they said the one beracha. Karu aseret ha-devarim. And they said the Ten Commandments, even though the Ten Commandments, a foundation of our belief system, should have been said by everybody in the whole country. Every Jewish person should be part of the tefillah. They only kept it in the Beit HaMikdash because they were nervous about the heretics, but people who would try and undermine the Torah and talk against it, that they would say, ah, look, only the Aseret HaDiberot, the Ten Commandments, were given to Moshe at Har Sinai, but the rest of the Torah wasn't. So to prevent that type of talk, Hachamim said that only the people in the Beit HaMikdash, the Kohanim, would say it, not the rest of the world. Shema vehaya im shamoa vayomed. They also said the three paragraphs of the Shema, which were Shema Yisrael, vehaya im shamoa, and then vayomer, berchu et ha'am shalosh berachot. And the Kohanim then said three berachot. When we say berchu et ha'am, it seems to be that they blessed the nation, but it doesn't mean that. It means that they said the same berachot that everyone else did that were not Kohanim, which is Emet V'Yatziv, which is the beracha of Vivei Yatziv V'Nachon V'Kayam, which followed the Shema in the morning tefillah. Number two, Va'avodah, the blessing of the Amidah that discussed the service of the Beit HaMikdash, the Avodah, which is Retzei Adonai Eloheinu. Hashem should accept our service and everything that we're doing. They obviously wouldn't include parts of it that we have nowadays in our version, which is about returning to Sion and let our eyes witness the return. That was added later on, but they said a earlier version that they had. Ubirkot Kohanim, they also said the blessings of the Kohanim. They didn't say the full Birkot Kohanim, which is blessing the people. They only read the three Pesukim that were included there, and that was a sort of tefillah that Hashem should accept the Korban Tamid with favor. Ubishabbat Mosifin Beracha Hat Mishmar Hayotze on Shabbat. They would add one more Beracha for the watch of Kohanim that were leaving. The special Beracha that they said, brought down by the Hachamim, is the Mishmar that was leaving would tell the Mishmar that was coming in, the one that his name dwelled in this house should also dwell with you with love, with brotherhood, with peace, and with friendship. And they would add this special beracha on Shabbat.